Welcome to The Light Within, a podcast for anyone seeking to rewrite their life, live in their light, and align with their soul's highest purpose. I'm Leslie Draffen. I'm a journalist and menstrual cycle coach, and I'm obsessed with all things spirituality, sexuality, wellness, empowerment, and mysticism. Join me as I interview coaches, teachers, healers, and thought leaders from all around the globe about all the ways we can feel more tuned in, turned on, and lit up AF. If you're on a journey towards self-discovery, you've come to the right place. This is The Light Within. Hello, beautiful beings, and thank you so much for joining me for this episode of The Light Within. I'm so excited. I have so many things to tell you. I just launched this week free weekly womb-centered meditations. They are on my Instagram. You can find that at Leslie Draffen. It's going to happen Wednesdays at 11 Central Standard Time. So I'm planning for those to be, 20 to 30 minute long meditations. It's perfect for a midday mindful reset. And it's really, for me, something to help us all connect with our womb space. I believe that everyone can benefit from these, even if you don't have a physical womb, because after all, we all came into the world through the womb. So even if you were born without a womb or you no longer have a womb, I feel like this type of meditation would be perfect for you. So if that interests you, check out my Instagram, and I will also be posting them for you to watch afterwards. So you can tune in live or you can watch them afterwards. Another few announcements. I am hosting a massive Black Friday / Thanksgiving sale this week on my courses and my coaching. So the first people to get any of the information are the people on my email list. In fact, you'll get that on Wednesday. So yeah, you'll be able to access the sale about 24 hours earlier than anybody else. So if you are not on the list, you still have time. You can find the link in the show notes below, or you can also do that through my Instagram bio. Now, I will say, I'm offering my 8-week cyclical living course called Cycle Codes at its lowest price ever. It's going to be $97. It's usually right now $255. So if you're just starting off on your cyclical living journey, if you've been listening to this podcast and your interest is piqued, this is the perfect program for you. It is all self-paced. You'll learn about what's really happening with your hormones. You'll find out ways to beat stress. So much more. There are 8 modules plus a bonus module. There are over 5 hours of video and audio lessons, a very extensive practices library with things like meditations. The bonus lesson is on womb connection, but you'll also learn things like how to eat for your cycle, how to exercise for your cycle, self-care. And what I really love is that you get 2 weeks of Voxer support with me, and the option to book additional coaching support at a vastly discounted price. So that will be on sale for $97. Now, I'm also offering a massive sale on my one-on-one coaching, both my 3- and 6-month options. So if you want to start the new year by reconnecting with your authenticity, sorting out your period problems, maybe you want to conceive in 2023, or just awaken pleasure, tune into the language of your womb, this is the option for you. It is what I call a menstrual mentorship. It's part education. I have hours and hours of video and audio lessons that you get access in addition to the coaching with me. And there are weekly check-ins. You get full Voxer support. Those are going to be drastically discounted. My 3-month option is going to be $497. And that is for 6 sessions with me, plus, again, all of the video and audio, Voxer support, weekly check-ins. And then the 6-month option is $997, and those are 12 sessions. So, yeah, that's a huge discount. Seriously, I think that if you feel like your body just isn't working for you, if you feel like your period is something that you dread, if you want to have a baby, if you want to just get more in touch with yourself, tapping into your unique cyclical rhythm is going to be essential for you. So I really feel like it transformed my life physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You've heard other people come on the podcast this season to talk about how it's transformed their lives as well. Rachel talked about it last week. So if this feels like something that you want to explore in 2023, then the Black Friday Thanksgiving sale is seriously the deepest discount. So check that out. I will, again, have links in my bio to get on my email list if you want early access, and it'll be all over my Instagram this week. Lastly, before we get into the episode, I want to let you know next week's show will be the last of the season. So, God, I really can't believe we are almost done with 2022. Like, it has been, on one hand, such an amazing year for me, and on the other hand, such a fucking shit show. Like, one of the worst years of my entire life. And yeah, that might seem like a strange thing to say, but I feel like one half of me has grown so much. I have learned so much. I have stepped into my passion and my dharma. And then the other half, we've experienced so much loss, so much grief, and so much trauma. So just like I did last year, I'm taking December off. I'll be recording new episodes. I'll be spending time with my loved ones. I'll be just regrouping, getting ready for 2023. So we have one more episode next week with Angelica Neri, and she's talking about Ayurveda. So it'll be a great season finale. So let's get into what you all came to talk about and hear about today. That is sacred menstruation rituals for a better period. So first thing, why do we call them sacred? What is so sacred about your period? Well, for me, your period is your own personal death and rebirth phase. And you get to experience that every single cycle. It is a time of renewal, a time of detoxification, both physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all of the things. And on a spiritual level, it is really when I believe we are closest to source. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but physiologically, during your bleed, it's when your right and left hemispheres of your brain, the line between them is the thinnest. And so those two sides of your brain have the best chance of communicating during your bleed. And I do not think that is in any way, shape, or form a coincidence, because back thousands and thousands of years ago, when we had things like the red tent ceremonies, when people would come together, bleeding together, they would do things like receive downloads from source, from the universe. And they would serve as advisors to other people in their tribes to help them, you know, plan out the future, plan out the next lunar and menstrual cycle. And so I just really can't think of anything more sacred than that. And I also call the period sacred because I feel like there's already so much messaging and rhetoric around periods being gross and shameful and dirty. And I feel like the more we call them sacred and special and important, the more likely that the paradigm will actually start to shift. Also, you know, when we take time to honor ourselves during this phase, when we see ourselves as sacred and special and important and unique, I think that's one of the purest forms of self-care. When we set time aside to create ritual around this phase, around our cycle, when we honor it, when we show our bodies and our cycles that we're listening, I know from my own personal experience and also the experiences of my clients that that is really when amazing things happen, right? When we focus our attention on our cycles with the intention of honoring ourselves and learning to listen to the language of our wombs, magic happens. Like, you're healing period pain, you're eradicating shame, you're standing in your power. And when you look at the word ritual, you know, a ritual is a ceremonial act or action. And so I like to look at rituals around the menstrual cycle as these little sacred ceremonies that are done to honor our bodies, our cycles, and our inner selves. So here are some ideas, things that I like to do for my menstrual cycle, for my bleed. I'm actually on day 3 as we're recording this right now, and I have done several of these. So take what you want, leave the rest. I also have in my freebie, Awaken Your Period Power, a little ebook with several of these. So if you want to, you know, not take notes on the episode, just go pop over to my Instagram and grab the freebie. But the first ritual that I absolutely am obsessed with, I do this all the time, is just setting up a beautiful bath. You can throw in some Epsom salt, which would help with things like cramps. You could create your own bath soak with some special herbs, like put it in a little muslin bag so the herbs don't get everywhere because shit gets messy. But you could use things like chamomile, motherwort, lavender, lemon balm, rose petals, just to bring in self-love and to connect with that space. And then also make yourself like a raspberry leaf tea, a rose tea, maybe even something like having a cacao ceremony. But really creating a ritual around relaxing, getting clean. And really the theme, I think, of all our periods is to slow down. And really, what better way to slow down than by creating this just beautiful ceremonial bath? So that's one thing. And then when you get out of the bath, something I love is to give myself a breast and a womb massage with some really great oil. So you can use coconut or almond oil. You can also get an infused oil. There is one from Yoni Pleasure Palace that I'm obsessed with. Like, I have so many bottles of it, I should buy in bulk. But I have a discount code for you in the show notes. There's actually rose quartz infused in the bottle. Like, when you shake the bottle, you hear the little tink tinks of like the little tiny pieces of rose quartz. But this shit smells so good. I can't even explain it. So really taking time to massage the womb. If it's bloated, if it's feeling tender, that's just such a beautiful way to love on that area. And then same with the breasts, right? So often the breasts are for others, right? They're for feeding a baby, or they are for some partner's pleasure. But when we show ourselves love in that space, it will, one, help open up your heart chakra. So if you're feeling really sensitive around your period, if you have a lot of grief and sadness, really focusing on that space through a breast massage can help you release some of those feelings and kind of just get back into balance. Now, the third thing I love to do, I know this is like an order, right? So you take a bath and you give yourself a massage, put on something red. I love adorning myself with red, or maybe even just like, you know, a rust color. Pink too would work, but I really like red. And it not only signals to yourself that this is a sacred time in your life, this portion of your bleed, but it's kind of an outward sign to others too. I've heard of people wearing red lipstick on their bleeds, painting their fingernails with red fingernail polish, or like writing with red pen. All of those would be excellent ways to create a ritual around your period. Crystals. Crystals are another really amazing way to help you connect with Mother Earth, but they're also great to help you connect with yourself and your menstrual cycle. So my favorite crystal for menstruation is red carnelian. I talked about that in a previous episode. It is so tied to the root and sacral chakras. It'll also just really feel so supportive and beautiful to have those crystals around you during your bleed. Again, if you have a lot of sadness or grief, you can use some crystals for your heart space. So rose quartz, green aventurine are great for those. And if you do use a yoni egg or have a yoni egg practice, when you are bleeding, you do not want to use a yoni egg. Mostly I say that just because period blood is detoxing and it wants to come out of your body. So it's also why I don't use tampons or really even a menstrual cup, because I don't want anything inside my yoni. If you don't feel that way, totally fine. But if you have a yoni egg and you want to just have it with you, a really great practice would be putting it in your bra, putting it in your underwear, your pocket, your bedside table, or even in your pillowcase. So next, you're going to start to choose really warm, grounding foods. Now, this is really easy for me right now. It is cold as hell in Texas, like in the 30s in the morning. And so we have just been eating so much soup. And miso soup is especially great for when you're bleeding, because it has really amazing minerals that are vital to your body and that are often lost during your bleed. So excellent source of sea vegetables. Miso itself is really great for the menstrual bleed. If you want to eat something that's not sushi based, sushi is a great option, you know, miso and sushi. You could have a steak, baked potato, sweet potato would be even better, really to help you replenish the iron you're losing. And then that sweet potato is a good slow burning complex carb that will help you have more energy. Another idea. do a digital detox. So I have found myself doom scrolling lately, especially around my period. And it's just so easy to get caught up in that when, first of all, you're not really focusing. Maybe you want to disassociate a little bit because, of course, the life out there is really fucking stressful. But if you're just starting your cyclical journey and you may find that you're not honoring yourself in other areas, it can really be a time during your period where you start to question everything. And even if you've been on your cyclical journey for a long time, like me, this period, for some reason, day one, I was questioning everything. Like, am I doing the right thing? You know, leaving my job, am I doing the right thing in general? And so I really find that putting the phone away or just setting a timer, focusing on something else and sticking to it can help to recenter ourselves. Maybe just reading a book instead of picking up the phone, right? It'll also help you with your sleep. You know, if you're not sitting there scrolling TikTok and Instagram for hours before you go to fucking sleep at night, it'll help you sleep better. And that leads me into the next thing, which is just take a fucking nap. Like, your body needs rest. And I just had a conversation with my friend about this, who's on her period. She's like, am I just being lazy or am I making excuses to be lazy because I'm on my period? And for me, that's just a sign of our societal programming, right? Like, all the bullshit that tells menstruators that you have to do and do and do just to be worthy, just to compete in a world that is not set up for us, right? So fuck that shit. Rest is a radical form of self-care. Cancel your to-do lists. Set your away message in the emails and your voicemails. Feel free to just ignore the world for a little bit or as much as you possibly can, because all of those tampon ads that I remember from my teenage years where it was like, pop a tampon in, forget your period, keep doing all the things that you always do and more, that is such patriarchal bullshit. Like, your body needs rest. It is not you being lazy. It is you honoring yourself. So take a nap. Finally, now this is my favorite one. I do this every bleed. It's honoring your menstrual blood and also the planet. So the first thing in this that you can do is start choosing reusable period products whenever you can, right? So start switching out your period products for things like reusable pads or a menstrual cup or period underwear. And I know some of those things can be expensive, but I know there's going to be Black Friday sales. There have to be, right? So check out some of those companies. Send me a DM if you want my suggestions. Because here's the thing. It takes a traditional pad, brace yourself, 500 to 800 years to break down in a fucking landfill. And also, manufacturing pads and tampons require a ton of chemicals and resources that are also harmful to the planet. Not to mention how harmful traditional tampons actually are for your vaginal microbiome. Like, I don't know, that's a podcast for another day, but just take my word for it. Switching to reusable products will help you honor the planet, right? If you're crafty, like me, maybe you want to start making your own period products, like your own reusable pads. This is actually a thing I'm going to try in the next couple of months. I'll let you know how it goes. Could be great, could be a fail, you know. Either way, I'll let you know. But in addition to choosing reusable products that will honor your Mother Earth, you can also honor your period blood by giving it back to Earth. So I like to rinse out my period underwear with water and then give that water to my plants. And let me tell you, I have some epic fucking houseplants to prove that this works. You can also, if you live near a body of water, you can give the blood back to the stream or the river or the lake, wherever you live. You can put it in your garden, in your park, wherever, right? Because here's the thing, period blood is the only blood not born of violence, right? Let that sink in. It's our own blood sacrifice that we get to make every single cycle. And so when we give it back to the earth with reverence, it really becomes what I feel is one of the most sacred rituals of all. And if it feels weird to hear that, if it feels weird for you to think about giving that blood back to the earth, I want you to question why. Why do you feel that way? Who told you that was weird? Where did you hear that or learn that belief? And now, knowing everything you know from listening to this podcast, I want you to ask yourself, is that true? Is it true for you? So it's my hope that these ideas will give you some imagination, spark your imagination, give you some ideas. Again, take what feels good to you, leave the rest, right? I'd love to hear about your own period rituals. So hit me up on Instagram at Leslie Draffin or at the Light Within podcast. Send me an email, hello@lesliedraffin.com. Like I said, get on my email list so you'll have access to my sale this week. And yeah, thank you guys for spending time with me. As always, if you want to support the podcast, you can rate it, review it, share it with someone you love. This season has been amazing. I think we're almost to like 6,500 downloads. So that's fucking fantastic. And there is one more episode next week where we'll talk about Ayurveda and Ayurveda for your cycle. So I know you're going to love that conversation. Thank you guys for spending some time with me today. And remember, there's no light without darkness, but there's no darkness without light. I'll see you next time.